Another relatively new genetic technique is the use of environmental DNA, or eDNA. DNA is constantly being shed into the environment, particularly into water and soil. Sources of it are feces, skin, hair, scales, gametes, just cells that shed off of an individual. The DNA in a sample of water or soil can be amplified and screened to detect the presence of the species. This is a fast, non-destructive way to sample the biodiversity that's out there. It's a sensitive method, too. It can pick up really small quantities of DNA that can indicate the presence of rare species. The rate of successful detection has been experimentally determined for a number of taxa, and as you can see from this graph, it's particularly high in slow-moving freshwater environments. Things like the spadefoot toad you can detect with almost 100% success just from sampling the water body, and its DNA will show up.